Hey there, Story Pirates podcast listeners. Lee here. Today's episode is all about getting out the vote. Okay, so it's not all about getting out the vote. It's about cursed spoons, rapid descents into madness, werewolf puns, animals who sell strange food, and getting out the vote. Featuring very special guest, the incredible singer and actor, Erica Henningsen. All of that and more after these quick words for the grown-ups. Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Akron, Ohio, Plainfield, Indiana, Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter, Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
Ah, wow. This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune into King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Just a little bit of pepper, a little bit of basil, a scoop of lava, and ta-da! Siegfried, Smitty, Eric, baby with a mustache, please enjoy my newest creation, lava soup.
Ooh!
Bon appetit!
That is really good. Oh, wow.
So, what does everyone think?
I love it.
It was so good.
Oh my gosh.
The hint of spice on the back end pleases me greatly.
Oh, and the interplay between sweet and bitter, sour and salty. Mwah.
My taste buds are positively aglow. And my... Is anyone else's stomach grumbling?
Now that you mention it, I don't think the lava is sitting well with me.
Yeah, me neither.
I require a bathroom forthwith.
Forthwith?
No!
Oh my goodness.
Stomach issues from lava? Who would have thought?
Okie dokie. Too much lava in that batch. Note taken.
We were just bored and said, hey, why don't we write a story?
I have a huge imagination. If you only use your eyes, then you'll see less stuff.
Do you think I've never been to a birthday party?
We inspire each other.
And the world will never be the same.
The Story Pirates.
Welcome back to the Story Pirates podcast, everyone, where we take stories written by kids and turn them into sketch comedy and songs. And this time, it looks like it's where old Rollo gets to do the dishes all by himself. But I don't mind. Okay, I got my rubber gloves, a brand new kitchen sponge, and a whole bottle of dish soap. I'm ready to do some dishes! The only thing I need now is something to listen to. Jazz? Hip-hop? Disco? No, I need something with a story. Oh, that's it. We can do a story while I'm doing the dishes.
Hey, listeners, this first song is all about one of the most amazing things about living in a democracy, voting. Except, in this story, one of the candidates running for office isn't exactly human. Featuring special guest Erica Henningsen, here's the author to introduce it.
Hi, my name's Brody. I'm 10 years old, and I live in California. This is my story, A Barking Election.
Good morning, Hitsville. You're listening to WQSP. It's a bright and sunny morning outside, and remember, only 1 week until our annual mayoral election.
It's a beautiful day in Hitsville, a day that's perfect for a jog. But one thing's on my mind that I can't get behind. Our city is run by a dog.
In other news, Mayor Rufus the Dog is favored to win his third barking election in a landslide.
Hitsville could do so much better if our canine mayor lost. He's all bark and no bite, though his polling's all right. Someone else should be mayor. We need a new boss. Who could do it? I could do it. I could do it. I'll try to win the election. I'm a healthy taxpayer, so I could be mayor. The projection is likely rejection, 'cause the voting's next week and my chances are bleak. But there's a chance if I take a stance that Hitsville will dance a new Miss Parker dance in the barking election. Vote for me. Hey, citizens of Hitsville, Mrs. Parker for mayor.
I'm persuadable.
Hey, look, it's Mayor Rufus.
This is gonna be harder than I thought. How do you beat an incumbent? Start by pointing out their flaws. Well, he doesn't wear suits, though his fur is so cute. And when he sits, he does that thing where he crosses his paws. Oh, wait, not the point. Hitsville could do so much better if Mrs. Parker had the keys. I would open a beat. Oh, that's good in my speech. And I'd rid our whole city of ticks and of fleas. I gotta win the election.
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 My name in the hat. I want my turn at bat. My selection will be total perfection.
Perfection.
I need Hitsville to see just how great I can be. When they tend to the polls, who will be in control? We need a mayor who drinks from a cup and not a bowl. In the barking election. Vote for me.
Okay.
Vote for me.
No way.
Barking election mayoral campaign speeches. First on the podium, Mrs. Parker.
Hey everyone, my name's Mrs. Parker. I'd be the best mayor of Hitsville today. My platform is safety and helping small business, and I'd open a beach where our children can play. Thank you.
Next is Mayor Rufus.
Ruff, 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 ruff.
Good morning, Hitsville. You're listening to WQSP. The votes are in from the barking election, and it seems we have a new human mayor. Congratulations, Mrs. Parker! Rufus will now return to his life as a stray dog.
It's a beautiful day in Hitsville, and my first day on the job. But something's not right. Couldn't sleep all last night. This mayor is missing a dog. Please find Rufus the dog and bring him here. My life would be so much better with Rufus by my side. He could give me advice, but just his love would suffice. I have to find Rufus. Oh, where did he hide? Rufus! Oh, come here, boy. I know I won the election, election. But this mayor's alone, and you need a new home with protection and all the affection. Plus your years as the mayor could be handy later. So what do you say? Put your bags down and stay, and make me the happiest mayor today. Oh, forget the election. Rufus, live with me.
Story to help me wash all these dishes. You know, I never realized how the simple task of cleaning dishes can be so soothing. I can't believe I'm almost done. The only thing left to do is wash this one final spoon. And I'm all finished. Hey, wait a minute. There's still a spot left on this spoon. Feels a bit menacing. Ah, nothing a good second scrub can't take care of. Huh. Yet, here's a spot. Out, dang spot! Out, I say! Okay. Maybe the faucet wasn't strong enough. I'll try the garden hose! I think it's working! Phew! That had to do the trick. Now to admire this squeaky clean, still dirty spoon? How is this thing still dirty? Well, if regular dish soap didn't work and a garden hose didn't work, maybe I'll throw this spoon in the dishwasher with extra heavy-duty dish soap. Load it in the dishwasher, put in soap, set it to extra clean, and... Ha-ha! Now I'll just open the dishwasher and... What? The stain is still there? Oh, I didn't want to do this, but it looks like I'll have to turn to the internet for solutions. Okay, this says to try baking soda and water. Gah! That didn't work. How about baking soda and lemon juice? No? Baking soda and vinegar? Baking soda, water, lemon juice, and vinegar? Yeah!
Hey, Rolo, sorry, I just forgot my shovel.
Not now, Rachel!
And I will come back later. Maybe in a few episodes. I don't need my shovel.
Nothing is working! Why isn't anything... Okay, you know what? I've got to calm down. It's just a spoon, right? What's one little spot of dirt on one spoon? I am making the decision to not let this bother me anymore. Not one bit. No siree, Bob. I'm walking away. I'm marching myself up to my room and getting ready for bed. I'm blocking my sleep, and I'm not thinking about that spoon at all. I'm settling into bed, curling up with my bedtime book, getting lost in the story, and peacefully reading until I get sleepy. No spoon on this guy's mind. Ha! Oh, that's funny. This protagonist sure is a rascal. Well, that's plenty of reading for tonight. Because I can't take it anymore! I gotta clean that spoon! Okay, spoon, prepare to be scrubbed! Why won't you get clean? What's it gonna take to get out this spot? I'll try anything! Of course, the molten hot lava from my wildly successful lava soup! I'll just drop the spoon in the lava and burn the spot right off! Say goodbye, spoon! Ha ha ha! The lava! Has melted the spoon down to nothing! Now there is no spot because there is no spoon! But that was one of my favorite spoons, I think. I think I can still save it if I just collect all of this molten metal and form it back into a spoon. Take the liquid metal, pour it in the mold, pound it into shape, and... Okay, once I open this mold, I'll have a brand new, shiny, spotless, pristine spoon that looks just like it used to, but with no stain. After all, I melted the spoon in magma and rebuilt it from the ground up. What? The stain? It's still there? But how? This is an entirely new spoon! What is going on? What did I do to deserve this? Why dost thou haunt me so?
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here. Thank you.
This seems like a lot
it's
of...
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy. I can't stop.
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi.
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
I don't know how you're doing it, Spoon, but you're driving me to madness! I've tried washing you, scrubbing you, dipping you in lava, but nothing! What else is even left to do? Is that? It is! Snowtung! Siegfried's battle axe! Of course, it all makes perfect sense. I'll just chop the stain out of the spoon! Please, Spoon! I'm begging you, be clean. I'm desperate. My entire kitchen needs to be clean. This is the only way. Must have clean spoons.
Hello.
What are you doing with Snowtongue? Give me that. Oh, Snowtongue, my baby, my sweet precious axe. Did he hurt you? Of course he didn't. Nothing can harm you.
Rollo, why were you screaming at that spoon?
Oh, Eric, I'm a broken man. I have been defeated by this stained spoon.
Stained spoon? Let me see that. Grab a twit. Mira, that should do the trick.
Smitty, my spoon! It's so clean, so shiny. How did you do that?
There's nothing in the world a little spit shine can't clean.
But, you should still clean the spit.
Oh, baby with a mustache. I'm pretty sure spit is clean.
It absolutely is not.
No, that is not true.
Guess you learn something new every day.
I'll Just go ahead and run this under some hot water and soap.
Smitty, thank you for getting rid of the stain.
Rolo, will you be okay? Snowtongue seems very worried about you.
I'll be just fine. Now that the spoon is clean, right, Eric?
Yeah, take a look. What's wrong, Rolo? The spoon is clean, see?
Yes, of course. Why don't we just put it away in the drawer? And now I've got a completely clean flatware collection. So let's move past this by doing another story.
Yeah!
And here to introduce it is the author.
My name is Petra, and I'm 7 years old. Hi, I'm Vaughn, and I'm 5 years old. And we live in New York. This is our story, The Always Last Rainbow.
Okay, here we are at Stanley's house.
I'm so excited about the surprise party that we're throwing for Stanley.
Coming!
It's been too long since all of us werewolves have had a party.
Shh! We don't want to ruin the surprise. Remember, we're gonna tell him that we're inviting him to a baseball game.
I just hope Stanley actually makes it this time.
I know what you mean. It's hard enough being a regular werewolf, but Stanley is a werewolf, as in...
Where am I right now?
Exactly. He always gets lost.
You're still in your house, Stanley. Come to the front door, bud.
I'm so hungry right now.
We're all hungry, Stanley. We're werewolves.
But Stanley is even hungrier because he's a werewolf, as in...
Where are you guys right now?
At the front door, Stanley.
Oh, hi, best friends.
Stanley!
How did you end up outside with us?
Don't know. Got lost again.
Weird.
Well, anyway, we're here to invite you to a surprise, baseball game tonight.
That sounds fun. Where is it?
It's at the big baseball field, the one right across the street from your house.
Where?
Right over there, where I'm pointing. Just walk straight out your front door, don't make any turns, and you can't miss it.
Okay, I'll be there. I just need to go inside first and grab something to eat. And don't worry, I won't get lost again. Here I go.
And he just walked straight into the forest.
I hope he doesn't get lost again.
I'm lost again. Oh, Stanley, think. You gotta find your way back. Just focus and don't get distracted.
Watermelon for sale.
Hey, there's a bee over there.
Welcome to High Five Watermelon Slices.
A bee who serves watermelon? That's funny. I'll take 5 slices. Here's my money.
Here you go.
Watch the bees.
Now it's time to go home. No, wait! I forgot! I gotta get to the baseball game! Hey, Bee, do you know where the baseball field is?
Sure! Just turn around and walk back the way you came. Then you're gonna wanna take a left at that old barn, then a quick right at the castle, then it will be up on your left. You can't miss it.
Thanks, Bee! I'm off, and I won't get lost again! I'm lost again. Oh, Stanley, you silly were with an H wolf. You gotta find your friends. Focus and don't get distracted.
Hello, young werewolf.
Oh, hey, there's a deer over there.
Welcome to Pizza Doe, as in Doe a deer, a female deer.
Oh, I see. Just like how I'm a werewolf, as in where's the wolf? I don't know, because he's lost.
Right. Well, anyway, can I interest you in a slice of pizza?
A deer who serves pizza? That's funny. I'll take a slice of everything on it. Here's my money.
Here you go.
Ooh! Delicious! What an excellent way to end this day in which I have no plans. Wait! I forgot! I gotta get to the baseball game! Hey, dear, do you know where the baseball field is?
Oh, wow. That's not very close, actually. But if you follow this trail here until the woods start to thin out, you'll find a paved path that will lead you to the main road. From there, walk south 2 miles and catch the L55 bus. Transfer at Wolf Haven to the eastbound 62. Get off at Country Road 12 and you should see the baseball field right across the street.
Great! I'm sure that I will definitely remember all those details. I'm off and I won't get lost again!
I'm lost again! Oh, Stanley, you've really gotten yourself into a pickle this time! No, no, I can't think that way! Focus, and don't get distracted!
Avocado toast for sale!
Oh, hey, there's a skunk over there!
Oh, hey, welcome to Stripe, home of the most award-winning avocado toast in the entire forest.
A skunk who serves avocado toast? That's funny! I'll take a large avocado toast, here's my money!
Here you go.
That was good! Ah, what a perfect way to end this perfect commitment-free day. Well, nothing left to do but head home and rest my head! Wait! I totally forgot! I gotta get to the baseball game! Hey, skunk, do you know where the baseball field is?
The baseball field? Oh, boy. Hope you enjoy international travel. You see that ledge over there? First, you jump off it and grab onto the hang glider that's tied up about halfway down. Then you glide out toward the open sea, but don't let go until you pass over a barge filled with garbage. After you land in the trash, you'll have 2 hours to fashion a crude catapult out of garbage to launch yourself off the boat before you pass a nearby swamp. Once you do that, you'll have to wade through several miles of alligator-infested marshlands until you reach the top of an impossibly steep waterfall. Next to the waterfall is a jetpack that only turns on if you're already falling. Put it on, jump off the waterfall, ignite the jetpack, then point your feet towards the sunset. It's a feet-first jetpack. Next, close your eyes and sing your ABCs backwards 3 times. Turn off the jetpack, open your parachute that I'm assuming you already have, and you should land right in the middle of the baseball field. Now, did you get all that? Because I never repeat myself.
Eat garbage, grab a jetpack, sing the ABCs. Got it! Thank you, Skunk! I'm off, and I won't get lost again! I am lost again. Oh, you really are a werewolf. As in, where am I going in life? Ooh. Hey, will you keep it quiet, baseball game? I'm trying to feel sorry for myself over here. Oh, wait a second. Baseball game.
Surprise!
Oh, it's all my werewolf friends. I'm not lost. And they've thrown me a surprise birthday party.
And look what we got for you. It's
a cake. It's a watermelon pizza avocado toast cake.
I'm actually pretty full from eating all that watermelon pizza and avocado toast.
Well, we got you this pinata. Let's put on your blindfold. Go ahead, Stanley.
Okay, here I go.
And somehow he's gone.
I think I'm lost again. The end.
And now, Lee speaks with the author.
Hi, this is Lee from Story Pirates calling for Petra and Vaughn.
Yeah, we're here.
Is that Petra?
Yeah, that's me, really.
And what about Vaughn? Are you there?
Me. Yeah, Vaughn. Sometimes my brother will speak in a silly voice.
Are you too excited?
Yeah.
Were you waiting by the phone for me to call?
Yeah. For 1 hour.
For 1 hour?
Yeah.
That sounds like a long time to wait. Did you have school today?
Yeah. I had music.
You had music class?
Yeah, and I'm in second grade.
So, Petra, you're in second grade, and Vaughn, what grade are you in?
He's in first. You always make that up.
You're not in first grade?
Yeah, I'm in kindergarten. Sometimes Vaughn lies. No, I'm really in kindergarten. You know.
Now I'm so confused. I feel like you're tricking me.
We're not tricking you.
No. One of you is doing a trick.
Vaughn.
No, Petra.
No, Vaughn. No, Petra.
Vaughn.
Petra. Vaughn.
Did you plan this while you were waiting for me that you were going to trick me?
No.
So, Petra and Vaughn, did you two work together on the Always Lost Werewolf?
Yeah, we did.
I heard that maybe you made up some of it during bedtime. Is that true?
Yeah, probably. We dreamed it up.
How does it work to tell stories and make up stories at bedtime? Do you have a way that you do it?
You dream.
Our dad helps us come up with the stories.
Like, he doesn't really help, but like, we do most of it.
That sounds like a fun way to make up a story together.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Okay, so have you two in your own life ever gotten lost like Stanley does in your story?
I got lost for
almost an hour.
Where?
At the aquarium.
So, Vaughn, what was it like to get lost at the aquarium?
It was, like, kind of silly because, like, I get to see everything and, like, there's nobody here to say, like, stop, you're going too far. And, like, wait up, you're missing something. So, like, it was kind of fun, but I was kind of nervous.
Who found you?
One of our grandparents.
One time, I was in a grocery store with my mom, and I got lost in the grocery store. But my mom eventually found me. That always happens to me, really.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't.
So, Petra, I have a question for you now.
Mm-hmm.
You know how people use maps to get around?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other ways to figure out where you're going if you don't have a map?
Well, you could look in the area and see if you recognize anything.
Sometimes I think that's called a landmark.
Yeah, a landmark. That's what I was going to say.
Are there any landmarks around where you live that you would use to find your way home if you needed to?
I would know where I was to get home if I saw the 30 miles per hour sign.
Oh, that's great. That's a great landmark.
Yeah.
Okay, Vaughn, I have another question for you. I also like the pinata in your story. Have you ever hit a pinata?
Yeah. Do you think I've never been to a birthday party?
I don't know if they do pinatas at birthday parties still.
My sister had one.
Oh, she did? What was it shaped like?
It shaped like a unicorn.
Yeah, and like had like toys and like cool stuff inside.
Did you also have a watermelon pizza avocado toast cake?
I only had a chocolate cake.
That sounds more reasonable. Petra and Vaughn, thank you so much for letting me talk to you.
So, are you almost done with the call?
Yeah, I think we're done. That was so fun.
Thanks for calling us.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
Goodbye, Lee.
Bye. And now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call. Send us your story. Send us your story. We read them all. We read them all. You know we love them. Now it's time for Story Pirates Roll Call. First up, shout out to Mila, an 8-year-old from Wisconsin, who sent us the story, When the Punching Bag Fights Back. I love this story because it has an incredible ending. Check it out. Ahem. And in the end, the punching bag destroyed some of Pluto, and that's why Pluto is no longer considered big enough to be a planet. It's a dwarf planet, though. Thanks, Mila! Next up, from a 10-year-old in Kentucky named Ebba, we've got a story called Kids Deserve Mail. Have you ever been outraged when your grown-ups get the mail that there is very little for the kids, usually? Well, if so, you're gonna love this comic book that Ebba wrote for us. Because it's true, kids do deserve mail! Thanks, Ebba! Our next story is from a 7-year-old in Texas named Lila, and it's called The News Reporter and Her News. And you might think that this story is about journalism, but it is actually about chairs and how they often have upgrades that are confusing. And sometimes they are actually our secret BFF in Octopus. What an incredible twist, Lila. Thanks for sending it in. And finally, a story from 12-year-old Titus in Colorado that attempts to answer the age-old argument. Burritos or burgers? Tis the question. And it's about competing food stands that sell, yes, burritos and burgers. And the owners are always fighting to find out which is better. And at the end of the story, they do come to a decision. And to find out what it is, you're gonna have to read the whole story. To read all of today's roll call stories, head to storypirates.com/podcast. Now it's time for you to write us a story, and if you don't know what to write, here's a story spark from Brody, the author of A Barking Election.
Kids, write us a story about an animal that gets sucked into a video game. Tell us what kind of video game it is and what happens to the animal when they get trapped inside. Most of all, tell us if they ever get out and how.
That's it for today's episode. Thanks for listening, and a big thanks to today's authors, Brody, Petra, and Vaughn. Grown-ups can submit kids' stories and story sparks at storypirates.com. And remember, every single story we receive gets some love. Some story love. We'll be back next week with another episode. Until then, stay creative and stay kind.
Bye!
The Story Pirates Podcast is a production of Story Pirates Studios. Executive produced by Lee Overtree and Benjamin Salka. This episode was produced by Sam Baer, Mike Cavallon, McKenna Cox, Minzwi Karami, Mahala Lawrence, Peter McNerney, Andrew Miller, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Rachel Winitsky, and Nimini Ware. Our theme song was written by Bobby Lord and produced by Brendan O'Grady. Roll call theme by Andrew Barbado. Musical scoring by Jack Mitchell. Our head writer is Minzwi Karami. Staff writers are Mike Cavallon, Mahala Lawrence, and Alexa Simpson. And contributing writers are Roy Koshy, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, and Lee Overtree. Special guest, Erica Henningsen. This episode features performances by Eric Austin, Maydell Clarice, Sasha Diamond, Chris Ferry, Quinton Johnson, Tara Halpern, Caroline Lux, Angelo McDonough, Peter McNerney, Megan O'Neill, Lee Overtree, Alexandra Nader, Peter Russo, Bill Schaefer, Rachel Winitsky, Harry Wood, and Matt Zimbrano. A Barking Election was written by Jack Mitchell and produced by Jack Mitchell and Brendan O'Grady.
Yet here's a spot. Out. I can't say that word. Out. Troublesome spot. Out, I say. One, two. Why then, 'tis time to doot. I can't say this word either. How about the underworld is murky? Yeah, that works. Fly, my lord, fly. A soldier? And the feared? What need we fear? Who knows it when none can call our power to account? Yet who would have thought the old man to have had so much blood in him? The Thane of Fife had a wife. Where is she now? What? Will these hands ne'er be clean? No more of that, my lord, no more of that. You mar all with this starting. Here's the smell of the blood still. All the perfumes of Arabia will not sweeten this little hand. Oh, oh, oh. Wash your hands. Put on your nightgown. Look not so pale. I tell you yet again. Banquo's buried. He cannot come out on's grave. To bed! To bed! There's a knocking at the gate. Come, 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 give me your hand. What's done cannot be undone. To bed. To bed. To bed. Well, if that doesn't get me the part, I don't know what will.